Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today. Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You've got stock market questions. I've got stock market answers. Tap in. Catch me on IG at Ask Blank. All right. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are here for another installment of the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. And we are still vibing on the top 24, under $24 a share for the year 2024. Very positive feedback from the episodes. Glad you all appreciate the content. You inspire me. Keep doing it. Again, just a word of caution. Don't jump into any of these names 2 feet first. You always, always, always have to do your due diligence. Do your research. Know the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, and the how with all these companies that you're interested in. So you can speak to that from a fundamental analysis standpoint. And also make sure you look at the charts to make sure that the market environment is moving in a favorable direction for you so that you can take advantage of the ebbs and flows, right? Of the trends. Because in the end, the trend is your friend. So some people will call these some of my mud plays. All right. All right. So, you know, you play in the mud a little bit when you look at some lower priced stocks. A lot of stocks have had higher priced shares. But this is a bargain, right? This is a bargain list. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into the good stuff. And today on the docket, we have Rivian, ticker RIVN. This is a NASDAQ company, Rivian Automotive Inc. The time of this recording, trading right around $10 per share. You guys know this is a company that's in the EV space, one of the newcomers. There's been a lot of eyes on this one here. I know they had some capital infusement from Ford Motor Company at time to get them going. They're headquartered in Irvine, California, consumer cyclical sector, auto manufacturers industry, with 16,790 full-time employees. Says Rivian Automotive, together with subsidiaries, design, develops, manufactures, and sells electric vehicles and accessories. Company offers consumer vehicles, including a two-row, five-passenger pickup truck under the R1T brand, a three-row, seven-passenger sport utility vehicle under the R1S name, and it provides consumer services such as digital financing and leasing, telematics-based insurance, vehicle maintenance and repair services, software services, and charging solutions. All right, they got a lot going on. I'm just reading this off the description of Yahoo Finance. It says that in addition, the company designs, develops, manufactures, and operates the Rivian Adventure Network direct current fast chargers and offers access to combined charging standard as well as Fleet OS proprietary end-to-end centralized fleet management subscription platform. Further, it offers Rivian commercial van platform for electric delivery van with collaboration with Amazon.com. The company sells its products directly to customers in the consumer and commercial markets. Rivian Automotive Inc. was founded in 2009. And again, it's based in Irvine, California. I didn't know it was around since 2009, right? That means this is like their 15th year in business, right? And they're just now really making name buzz. So when you think of companies and growth opportunities, right, it could be 15 years to be an overnight success. All right. But that's what it says on the description for Rivian Automotive. We're going to do is we're going to walk around the vehicle real quick before we look under the hood and go over to the summary page just to get a gist for what we can see. Rivian Automotive is just shy of $10 billion from a market capitalization standpoint. 10 to 200 is the large cap range. So it's making its moves, getting up there. They're not profitable yet. They don't have a P ratio. They currently are, their earnings per share is a negative $5.74. So they're losing $5.74 per share. And they have a beta of a 1.89. So some volatility in there. A little sensitive to the overall market that it's on. Jump over here to some of the news headlines. You guys know it's part of my research process. I like to take a peek at what's the top, last few headlines that came out recently on it. This article came out 11 hours ago through Motley Fool. It says, is Rivian stock going to $23? One Wall Street analyst thinks so. Here's one on Barron's. Barron's says American Express, Schlumberger, and Rivian stock could climb, analyst says. Here's another one. This is also from the Motley Fool. This was 2 days ago. Should you buy Rivian stock on the dip? Another article, Benzinga, says Tesla regains its world's top EV seller crown, but is it still in the woods? And that is in a direct article about Rivian, but it says Rivian's mentioned in the article. So I'm sure they're talking about that industry. And there's a lot of players in there. They also include Lucid Group, NIO, Ford Motor Companies also made some EV plays. XPeng is out there as well. Li Auto. You still have General Motors in the space as well as Stellantis. So it's a crowded mix. There's a lot of competition in EVs, but I'm playing the whole who's the next Tesla, right? So those a lot of the names I rallied off, especially like the Lucids and the Neos and XPeng. Like, I don't think Rivian is trying to be the next Tesla. They came out to the market with what Tesla did not have, and that was a pure pickup truck play and a pure SUV. They have the vehicle types that are missing. So I'm not here to be bullish about it. I'm just being transparent with what I see. If I miss anything, let me know. Share it in the comments. I'd love to get your input. Now I'm going to look under the hood. And I walked around a vehicle. And again, we know that this is, EVs are risky right now. I've read articles about slowing sales, even with Tesla. Their stock has been under pressure lately. So I don't expect to see a miracle under the hood of up and coming Tesla rival. So profitability, gross profit margin, a negative 122.5%. Operating margin for the trailing 12 months, a negative 120%. Return on assets, a negative 20.7%. And return on equity for the trailing 12 months, a negative 47.3%. All right. So ouch, 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 and out. Not sexy for the first four key financial ratios. However, you got to approach stocks knowing, are you looking at a value play or a growth play? And a company like Rivian have to be a growth play because they're not even profitable yet. So it's not value. So I don't go into growth stories expecting to be overwhelmed or highly impressed with each line item. I'm looking to be impressed in certain line items to help me tell the story behind the numbers. but not all of them, because it's not a value play, it's a growth play. All right. So sometimes you got to get a stock time for the fundamentals to catch up to what's going on with the actual business. So don't look at the income statement. Revenue for the trailing 12 months is $4.43 billion. That represents quarterly revenue growth up 98.3% year over year. Right. So what does that tell me? Even though a lot of the other numbers were crappy, which are important numbers, the top line revenue sales is growing at a huge rate. You got to grow your sales on the top line first in order to drive them to the bottom line, in my opinion. You have to have a product or service that has demand that you can get moving and get them units going and start making them sales. And then once you got the sales rolling, that improves things. You can get inventory and parts and pieces cheaper and all kind of stuff like that, and become more profitable through sales, through selling more product. All right. It's achievable that way. I think you got to, you know, achieve it on the top line, drive it to the bottom line. Your EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, a negative $4.8 billion, which is huge. They are not profitable at this moment. Total cash on hand for the most recent quarter, $9.37 billion, relative to a total debt load of $4.92 billion. They have enough cash on hand that they can pay off all their debt tomorrow and still sitting on over $4 billion. They'll still be in a decent cash position. So it's just a matter of they got to get keep them sales going and figure out some strategies. And I would be interested to jump on their conference call. And I hope the analyst asks them, what's their strategy to reduce the cost of producing their vehicles? Because if they can reduce their expenses and drive more profitability to the bottom line, this company, I mean, that's the key, having a strong cash position, and they can continue to innovate and execute and sell, because they almost have 100% growth on their top line revenue. So they're moving units. People like the product, which is not profitable. So we got to get figure that part out. But all in all, Rivian makes my list. They're a name in a very competitive space with the EVs, but I've seen the vehicles more and more, and I've been watching them pop up over the last couple years, but I see them more frequently now. That's not as rare as they used to be. And I'm really shocked how, if you look at the 5-year chart, I mean, essentially this company fell off a cliff from 01 on. I mean, 01 on. So it's just a sharp decline. I mean, at one point this stock was over $100 a share, right? For a lot of time, this company was over $5 a share, close to being $30 stocks quite a bit of time. It had runs. It's been as low as the teens for quite some time, bounced back up. But right now, the $10 range, I believe, is close. It's probably the actual all-time low. The price to point right now of Rivian is right at about the all-time low. So we either think this company is going to go out of business and its best days are behind it, or the reality of it is it can potentially rebound back and its best days are ahead of it. So I really like to see how they're managing their cash and what their strategy is going forward. So I would hop on the most recent conference call and check that out and see what their leadership says. So thanks for tapping in for my latest addition to my top 24 stocks under $24 a share for the year 2024. Right here on the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blanks Perrell. We out. Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at MountSinaiOliveOil.com.